Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Excellent, Edmundo.
Well, let's get to some news on a story that you are working on, and that is the Hanover Water Association. Apparently, there's been some missing money, and an investigation has begun.
Yes, the state auditor's office investigated Eddie Evatt, who was the former president of the Hanover Domestic Water Association. They found up to $1 million was misappropriated. They've alleged that about $120,000 of that money was spent to the Evatt family. And Mr. Evatt has been charged with two misdemeanors. He's been charged with violating the competitive bid process and violating ethical principles of public service for signing checks from the Water Association to his family's businesses. His son, Phil, was initially charged with operating as a contractor without a license, but the district attorney's office has declined to prosecute in that case, so those charges against him have been dismissed.
How's this $1 million being missing become only a misdemeanor?
Well, he's only being charged with the $120,000 of money that's been allegedly misappropriated. I've requested public records from the auditor's office. Their investigation spans from 2010 to 2014. And what they told me this morning was they found slightly over $1 million in expenditures that didn't have supporting documentation. And they're saying $123,000 of that was spent on the Evatt family. So until I get the full package of documents from them, I don't have more answers for you. But we'll be following up on the story as it moves through the courts.
For the sake of our audience, why don't you explain a little bit about what the Hanover Water Association does?
Well, they manage the funds that come in from the community that manages the water accounts there. But again, as I said, I don't have all that documentation in front of me from them. So I want to take a look at that, and then I can give you a better picture of what the status is over there.
Well, Christine, let us follow up on that, because that is certainly interesting news that our audience would want to hear. Let's talk
Absolutely.
To Stuart McClintock, who has been following up on some stories, including one on burglaries that have taken place in the area. Stu.
Yeah, there have been, in the past month and a half, there have been more than 9 commercial burglaries around the town. Most of them had small amounts of cash taken in bank bags from the businesses, except for Harrison Schmidt Elementary, which had more than $16,000 worth of equipment donations taken, and even the shop with a cop checks were taken from Harrison Schmidt. So that was the biggest area that was hit.
Is this some kind of, is there a pattern to these burglaries?
I'm not exactly sure if there's a pattern, but the chief of police does believe that they are related in some way. He said at this point they think it's the same suspects hitting all of these businesses and schools.
Let's talk about the hospital mill levy.
Sure. It failed last week in the election. There were 5,138 people that voted for it and almost 7,000 that voted against it. Now, that does not mean that the hospital is in trouble. They're still working on some things. They've said multiple times that the mill levy was just one piece of the puzzle that they had to solve, and they're still working on looking for funding to keep themselves afloat.
Well, Stuart, we'll follow up on that as well.
Thanks so much, Edmundo.
Thank you, and you have a good day.
You too.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.